South Africans have been holding an all-night prayer vigil outside the one-time home of Nelson Mandela. The 94-year-old is clinging to life in a Pretoria hospital. Yesterday, the former president's eldest daughter, Makaziwe, accused the media, who are camped outside that hospital, of violating her father's privacy. Our correspondent, Richard Downes, is in South Africa. Richard, have there been any updates overnight?
No, very little, Rachel. The condition of the elder statesman remains the same. He's in a critical condition, but they say he's stable and there has been some improvement in the past 24 hours. The updates on his health come fairly sporadically in the region of once every 24 hours or so. We'll get an update at some stage, I presume, later today. But of course, everybody's very anxious about his health. And I suppose it's fair to say that he's been in hospital now for some almost 3 weeks, I think, at this stage, since the 8th of June. So he's been in hospital for a long time in a very serious or critical condition. And I suppose people are resigned to the fact that the 94-year-old is in a very difficult situation, that his lung infection has not improved, and people are resigned that things may not get any better.
Barack Obama is due in South Africa today. Is it in any way clear at this stage how this visit is going to be handled?
No, it's not, and it's quite a it's quite a thing for the authorities here to try and handle and to manage. Barack Obama himself, of course, who was in Senegal, describing President Mandela as a hero of the world and saying that his legacy will linger on right through the ages. Now, from what we understand, there are plans B and plan C, as there always are when there's an American presidential visit abroad, and extraordinary resources have gone in to this to Barack Obama's visit to Africa. The order of $100 million has been spent in preparing for his visit, not just here, of course, but also to Tanzania, and he's been in Senegal earlier. So there are plans B and plan C. There is no plan for President Obama to visit Nelson Mandela, but I suppose the optics of all of this, with the U.S. president and all that goes with him, the entourage and the military preparations and the security around him, there is a sense, I suppose, in South Africa when you talk to people that they feel that that would be unseemly and a wrong kind of message to send out with such a beloved leader in such a delicate condition and perhaps even worse in hospital. And there are many people scratching their heads and trying to figure out how this visit is going to pan out.
Richard, thanks indeed for that. Richard Downes, who's in South Africa for us this morning.